Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, hey buddy.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
You ready to go? Ready to do sports?
I mean, no. Okay. But all right, let's go.
Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
I mean, I guess. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
I don't lie, Brock. I don't lie. Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're getting ready for a vacation, you're all stocked up. Bing, bang, boom.
Maybe that's why I wasn't ready for sports, because I'm thinking about vacation. No, what's vacation? NHL last night. Gold Knights beating the Red Wings. 5-2 over there in Vegas, man. No NHL tonight. NCAA men's college basketball last night. Saginaw Valley beating Western Michigan 80-63. Northern Kentucky beating Eastern Michigan 74-73. The local college there. Tonight, Michigan going to be at UNLV. It's going to be at 12:30. So, wow. 12:30. Oh, that's because it's over Las Vegas. 3-hour difference over there.
Yeah, there you go.
Saturday's games. Eastern going to be over at Michigan State, 5 o'clock. Michigan going to be in Arizona or Wichita State, one of the two, depending on what happens tonight, I guess. NBA tonight. Pacers going to be in Charlotte playing the Hornets, 7 o'clock. The Warriors going to be over in Detroit playing the Pistons at 7 o'clock. Bulls, Nuggets, the Denver Nugs, man. 9 o'clock there, so... see if the Bulls can pull one out. They lost their last game. Supposedly, they're looking pretty good this year. They should be good, so we'll see. NCAA men's college football. Number 7, Michigan State, going to be at Ohio State tomorrow at noon. Dude, huge, huge effing huge. Game. Oh, huge.
Biggest
so this
game
is great.
We've ever seen. Huge.
You know what's going on right now, right?
Uh-uh.
Between Michigan State, and Ohio State, all right?
No, what's
each
happening?
Each have two games left. If one of the teams has got to win both games, whatever team wins both games goes to national championship. So Michigan plays Ohio State next week, I believe. Michigan plays Maryland tomorrow, who are supposed to be pretty tough. Michigan State, Ohio State tomorrow. So if Michigan State wins tomorrow, beats Ohio State,
yeah,
pretty much guaranteed. Ohio State's tough. If they win both their games, which is pretty likely.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to go. If Michigan wins both their games, they're going to go. So it's wild, man. It's going to be some crazy football over the weekend. Ooh, people cheering loud.
Lot on the line.
Lot on the line right there, especially locally right there. You know what I'm saying? So come on. Here we go. Michigan State, Ohio State. It's craziness going on there. Georgia Tech going to be at Notre Dame, 2:30 tomorrow. Michigan, like I said, going to be at Maryland, 3:30 tomorrow. So, important college football over this weekend.
Woo!
NFL, last night, the Pats, the Patriots beating the Falcons 25-0. Watched a little bit of this game. Got through like the first quarter and some change, probably.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Patriots, here's what's weird about the Patriots. They're being looked over a little bit.
They have been since Brady left, really.
I think that's why. Because Brady's gone. He took the light with him over to Tampa Bay. And people are kind of looking over the Pats, dude. The Pats are good.
Yeah.
Dude, they're very good. I mean, they have times where they struggle a little bit, you know? But what team does it? Dude, the Pats looked good last night. I told my buddy, I'm like, dude, not a chance. That the Pats are losing tonight. Sure enough, yeah. See, you were wrong. You went with Atlanta yesterday for some reason.
I thought maybe Matt Ryan would show up and sling some balls. I don't know.
Dude, he doesn't have an O-line. The Falcons could be pretty decent, but they can't. Dude, he's got like a second to throw the ball.
I like.
And if you only have 1 second to throw the ball, you're not going to be good.
I like Matt Ryan in those new commercials that they're doing. I think it's for Tide. Uh-huh. Is it so? It's like iced tea, ice cube, iced tea. Matt Ryan and Stone Cold Steve Austin, and it's a funny. They've done a couple, but there's a really funny one where they're on the phone with Gordon Ramsay. This has nothing to do with sports. They're on the phone with Gordon Ramsay, and they're trying to get him to like, hey, you need to use Tide and whatever. And then Gordon Ramsay does what Gordon Ramsay does best. You know, he yells and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, all right, fine. Cripes on, and he yells
at his forehead all wrinkly.
And then they get off the phone and they hang up and there's a beat and then Stone Cold Steve Austin goes, that guy needs to chill out, which is funny because it's Stone Cold Steve Austin saying
he's always
that.
Yeah. pissed off. Yeah, yeah. I love Stone Cold.
Good stuff.
What?
Yeah. And a beer.
One beer.
And then another shot and then another beer.
What?
Anyway.
Shot of whiskey. Dude, he gets so intense. Yeah. I love that guy.
And then another beer. And then another shot.
Yeah. Dude, that's one of the people. Like I don't think he's playing a character. That I think that's Stone Cold out there. Him.
You ever see that show? I think he might still do it. It's like that island competition show.
Mm-hmm. He's got a podcast that's really good.
Oh, does he? Yeah, I love Stone Cold. Stone Cold's one of the guys I'd probably geek out if I met him.
He's one of those guys I imagine like you're dating a daughter and you meet the dad and that's the dad.
Yeah.
You're like, oh God.
Yeah. This guy's gonna murder me.
Well, it's not worth it.
Looks like I'm staying a virgin. This is it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You keep her. I'll have her home right now. I'm leaving.
This is it. Sorry. Later.
I don't want to get a stone cold stunner, sir. One last story here. Boxing. You got to talk about Tyson a little bit, man. If it wasn't just brute strength, unmatched force, and unhinged rage that made Mike Tyson such a feared boxer. God, the guy's like a human pit bull. His secret pre-fight ritual also played a role. Tyson's former chauffeur, Rudy Gonzalez, says the son that Iron Mike always needed to have sex with women right before the fight. He says he had so much adrenaline pumping that he needed to have sex in the dressing room so he could disengage. Dude, this guy's a straight-up animal. Disengage some straight.
What? How about you give us your order?
Get out of here! Don't you ever interrupt me while I'm conducting business. Move your little chicken out. Listen, kid, you lay off that pet shop game. Women weaken legs.
Yeah, but I really like this girl, you know?
But let her train you!
Okay, no more fooling around.
Okay, I hit it.
Women weaken legs, huh?
Women weak legs.
Yeah.
Apparently not from Mike, dude.
Mike had to do it so he wouldn't kill his opponent in the ring.
God. Sex with women right before the fight. Dude, I'm just saying that might be a little aggressive. Right before the match?
Yeah,
this guy's already jacked up. I don't know. It's a weird story.
It's a very weird story. You couldn't just rub one out? Why do you have to,
That's what I'm saying, go on the... No. It's Iron Mike Tyson. There you go. It's kind of awkward, but...
Get him a pre-ring fleshlight or something? I mean...
take this and go into the...
A blow-up doll? I mean... Yeah.
I mean, it's Mike Tyson. I'm sure there was plenty of volunteers,
in his prime, so... Anyway, okay. It's great that you had that story because that was in my sports and I had the audio queued up. So
that's nice.
Worked out. Didn't plan that. Anything else?
Hey, it's your sports this morning. Right?
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 7:24. Brock Hunter.
Hey. Good morning.
Oh boy, on a Friday before vacation, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's time to get in sports report.
Oh, is your wife up? I hope to God. I hope to God she is up.
She's not working out, actually. I
thought she was going to come down and murder you with that megaphone.
My cat is going nuts over this thing.
Tito. Watch him just attack you. Just claw your eyes right out, man.
Dude, you should see his eyes right now. He's all perked. You know when cats get all like nerve, their tail gets huge?
Yeah. Weird ass cat.
Tito.
He's gonna murder me. I gotta put this thing down, dude.
All right. Well, before you get murdered by your cat, let's do sports. Right.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you're nursing your wounds after getting mauled by your cat for using a megaphone, at least you got something delicious to drink right there.
It's gonna go right for the neck. That's what he goes for.
Right for the jugular.
Protect your neck. All right, NHL last night. Golden Knights beat the Red Wings 5-2. No NHL tonight. So, yeah, there you go. If you're a hockey fan, you better like something else because there ain't nothing tonight. NCAA men's college basketball last night. Saginaw Valley State beating Western Michigan 80-63. Northern Kentucky beating Eastern Michigan 74-73. Tonight, Michigan going to be at UNLV over in Vegas over there. 12:30 tonight. So is it 3 hours away? That's crazy, man. It's weird that, like, you got to be, you know, you're used to Michigan time, then you got to go play a game literally at 12, like,
that's gotta
12:30
be hard,
in the morning.
Man. Yeah, that's got to be hard to adjust.
Then you get on the plane, you fly back. Yeah, it's that's craziness. Saturday's games. Let's see. Eastern Michigan going to be at Michigan State, 5 o'clock. Michigan is going to be either playing Arizona or Wichita State, depending on what happens tonight. That's going to be at 12 a.m. in Vegas. So, NBA tonight, Pacers going to be in Charlotte playing the Hornets, 7 o'clock. Warriors over in Detroit playing the Pistons at 7 o'clock. Chicago Bulls going to be in Denver playing the Nugs, man, at 9 o'clock. Bulls possibly looking pretty good this year. So, yeah. College football this weekend. This is a big weekend for football. And, hey, I apologize. I stepped out and didn't get to hear the phone call, but some guy called earlier. I didn't give Notre Dame enough praise. Apparently Notre Dame's doing pretty well. I haven't been following Notre Dame. The last thing I heard from Notre Dame was from a buddy of mine who was just bitching about Notre Dame. But it seems like he's always bitching about Notre Dame.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's a fan, but he's one of those fans that's never good enough. Hang on a second. I'm pretty sure you guys have been good since, I don't know, God?
Yeah.
Dude.
It's God's team.
God's team. You guys are always good. So don't be mad. It's like being mad if you're an Ohio State fan. Why? How can you be mad? You win all of the time. So Notre Dame in the mix, too. Michigan State going to be at Ohio State at noon tomorrow. Big game, dude. So between the three, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Michigan, whoever wins the next two in a row goes.
Yeah.
National championship.
That's a big deal, man. And that's a lot of good football around here, man.
It really is, man. It's a big day. Georgia Tech going to be at Notre Dame tomorrow, 2:30. I know some people actually going to that game. Should be a good game there. Michigan going to be at Maryland at 3:30.
Don't lie. You know,
dude, it's a half hour away. We should be going to like every Notre Dame. It's fun.
You don't know. Shut up, you idiot.
When was the last time you tailgated? You almost got in a fight last time you tailgated.
Not my fault. Not my fault that guy couldn't hack it.
Yeah, jeez. NFL last night, Patriots beating the Falcons 25-0. Big goose egg for the Falcons last night. Patriots, forced not to be reckoned with. I'm telling you, I think they're overlooked. There are a lot of – so the NFL, it's either like you're in the mix or you're like hanging out with the Lions. And there's like very few in-between teams.
Yeah.
You're either really good or you're struggling. And even when you're struggling, you're losing by like three. I mean, last night doesn't prove that much. But Patriots, I'm serious. You guys, watch out for the Pats. They're good. They're a good team.
They're going to get you. They're going to get you.
They'll get you. Yeah, hide your kids, hide your wife. Patriots are coming for you. Sorry, I got to go back to college football. If you're going to tune into the college football game this weekend, just for kicks, consider finding the Northwestern Purdue game because they'll be playing at Wrigley Field in Chicago. It's kind of crazy. Groundskeeper somehow, some way turned Wrigley Field, a baseball stadium, of course, into a football field with the view of the Chicago skyline in the distance. That's pretty cool, man.
Was it Groundskeeper Willie? Did he do it?
Yeah. Tore his shirt off. He's all ripped out.
Oh, gonna be a great day.
Great. But yeah, you could go to Wrigley Field and watch some football this weekend. That's kind of weird to say. Boxing, last story here. This is, I always say this for last because it has to do with Mike Tyson. And anything that has to do with Mike Tyson is interesting. Between tattoos on his face, him smoking toads or something, and says he died. That was in the news recently.
Yeah,
but it doesn't end there.
Smokes toad venom or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, he's crazy, man. He flies weird, pigeons man. And a crazy guy.
Crazy. If it wasn't just brute strength, unmatched force, and unhinged rage that Mike Tyson made Mike Tyson such a feared boxer, his secret pre-fight ritual also played a role. Tyson's former chauffeur, Rudy Gonzalez, tells The Sun that Iron Mike always needed to have sex with women before his fights. This is what he says. He said he has so much adrenaline pumping that he needed to have
sex
in the dressing room so he could disengage some strength or else he might actually kill his opponent. God, dude, what a an aggressive guy. The guy's got so much adrenaline going through his body.
And I don't know, like, two, forever's having sex with that person, like, okay, you're having sex with me so you don't kill someone. I don't know if I feel safe at this point.
Who's volunteering for that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mike, you got 2 minutes. Where's Mike? Where's Iron Mike? Oh, he's in the other room. Leave him alone for a second.
I'm almost there, guys. Hold on. Hold on. I'm almost there. Mike Tyson. I'm almost there, guys. Give me one.
Apparently he had the reliefs. Why couldn't you just go, you know?
See, I was always told that women weaken legs, all right? That's what I was always told. So you got to focus on the task at hand. Don't be thinking about no skirts running around, okay? You got to focus on the game. Focus on what you're doing.
Was telling Rocky, right?
Yeah, exactly. Women weaken legs. And I was a young man growing up. I was like, don't think about the cheerleaders, right? Don't think about, you know, dry humping later on after the game with your girls in the parking lot of Pizza Hut, all right? Don't think about that. You got to focus on the game.
It's from curling your toes so hard. It gives you cramps. You know, I thought apparently Mike can take it, though, because, dude.
Cripes. He's going to murder him. Put his fist right through someone's face. Like, sorry, I didn't have sex before my match. Mike Tyson. Sorry.
For God's sake, somebody get this guy some sex. He's going to kill somebody.
He's going to kill. He's killed 9 people with a punch. Just let him get laid. Get him something.
Need to get him a Robert Kraft massage. That's what
there you go. Yeah, maybe. And why did that be so, like, aggressive sex? You don't think someone just hand jibber before the fight?
Something, you know. And then whatever it is, though, it worked because, man, that dude is laying people out. So there you go. That's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.